This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Now, if you know someone who needs some encouragement right now, be sure to invite them with a text or a phone call to listen along with you. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a very special set of Bible scripture cards, hand-selected by Pastor Rick to bolster your sense of gratitude and increase your happiness. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When You Feel Like Giving Up.
You know, it's foolish to start a business without a business plan. Nobody in their right mind would ever do that, start a business without a business plan. But most Americans plan everything except their lives. Do you have a life plan? I want you to notice in this plan that Nehemiah comes about, he says he posted them by families. What does that mean? He made sure that they had support. What's your support group? One of the reasons you may be discouraged is because you're trying to handle everything by yourself. You need a support group. You need to be in a small group. You need to start a small group. Hebrews 4:25 says this, some people have got out of the habit of meeting with other believers. But we must not do that. Instead, we should keep on encouraging each other. Who's encouraging you? Who are you encouraging? You need to be in a small group. Maybe your action step this week is that, you know, the reason I'm discouraged is I'm not in a small group. I don't have a support group. He posted them by groups, by families. You need a spiritual family. If you don't have a spiritual family, you need to join Saddleback Church. Take class 101, or joining the family, discovering the benefits of being a part of a spiritual family. We teach that class every month at every campus. So that's where you need to reorganize whatever's not working in your life. Don't give up on the dream. Just look at it from a different direction. And you need to get some support. Second thing Nehemiah did, reorganize whatever's not working. Number two, refocus on God. That's the next verse. In Nehemiah 4:14, it says this. Then, Nehemiah says, I looked over the situation and I called together all the leaders and the people. And I said to them, don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord. Underline that. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious. He says, you know what? You've been so busy working for God, you've forgotten God. Has that happened in your life? Have you forgotten the Lord that you're working for? You're trying to serve? You can just be so busy doing the work for the Lord, you forget God's work in you. What you need to do is you need to refocus on God. You need to recommit yourself to Christ. You need to draw on spiritual resources. The Bible says when David got discouraged, it says, quote, he encouraged himself in the Lord. It doesn't say encouraged himself by watching TV, or he encouraged himself by playing golf. It says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He says, remember the Lord. Underline that. What do I remember when I'm discouraged? I remember three things. God's goodness to me in the past, God's closeness to me in the present, and God's power for me in the future. I get my mind off the discouraging circumstances. And I remember God's goodness and God's closeness and God's power. And remember that your thoughts determine your feelings. Discouragement is a feeling. If you want to change your feelings, you change what you think about. One of my favorite verses is in Jonah 2:7. Jonah swallowed up by the great fish, and in the bottom of the ocean, he says this, when I'd lost all hope, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. That's what you need to do. If you've lost all hope today, you need to turn your thoughts to the Lord. David's antidote was the same thing, Psalm 119:125, when he said, I'm completely discouraged, so revive me by your word. You need to get in the Word of God. You need to be having a quiet time. If you're discouraged today, it means this. You're not spending enough time in the Word of God. You're spending more time on social media than you are listening to God. That's a clear sign you're not spending enough time in the Word, because the Word revives, refreshes, restores, rebuilds. So I reorganize what needs to be changed. Keep doing what you're doing, but do it in a new way. And then I remember and I refocus on the Lord. And then the third thing that Nehemiah does is he tells them to do this, and you need to do it too. Resist. Resist the discouragement. This is your choice. You're going to have to fight it. Resist the discouragement. You don't give in to it. Nehemiah 4:14, the second part says this. Nehemiah says, then I told them, fight. Fight for your brothers. These are people who wanted to give up. Fight for your brothers. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. Fight for your homes. Don't you dare give in without a fight. Friends, we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a warfare every day of your life. We're not in a playground. We're in a battleground. And as believers, we are called to engage in a spiritual battle every day of our life. Ultimately, it's already been won, but there are battles going on every day. And we are in a supernatural struggle and mortal combat. And Satan is called the accuser of the believers, and he's accusing you every day. And he would love to neutralize your effectiveness by discouraging you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to be happier, healthier, and more resistant to stress? Then you need to develop an attitude of gratitude. In fact, the Bible says we're to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. But it can often be difficult to feel grateful. So to help you, Pastor Rick hand-selected 52 verses to bolster your sense of gratitude and increase your happiness. This set of beautifully designed cards will help you memorize scripture so you can recall God's word when you need it the most. You can also use them to minister to others, give one to a friend, and write a personalized note of encouragement on the back. If a scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a world in need, we'll send you the gratitude scripture card set to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
So I reorganize what needs to be changed. Keep doing what you're doing, but do it in a new way. And then I remember and I refocus on the Lord. And then the third thing that Nehemiah does is he tells them to do this, and you need to do it too. Resist. Resist the discouragement. This is your choice. You're going to have to fight it. Resist the discouragement. You don't give in to it. Nehemiah 4:14, the second part says this. Nehemiah says, then I told them, fight. Fight for your brothers. These are people who wanted to give up. Fight for your brothers. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. Fight for your homes. Don't you dare give in without a fight. Friends, we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a warfare every day of your life. We're not in a playground. We're in a battleground. And as believers, we are called to engage in a spiritual battle every day of our life. Ultimately, it's already been won, but there are battles going on every day. And we are in a supernatural struggle and mortal combat. And Satan is called the accuser of the believers, and he's accusing you every day. And he would love to neutralize your effectiveness by discouraging you. His favorite weapons, Satan's two favorite weapons. I've been a pastor for 40 years. I've been walking with the Lord for about 55 years. And I know that the two favorite discouragement tools, our two favorite weapons of Satan are distraction and discouragement. Distraction to get you off your focus and discouragement. James 4:7 says this, resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We are at war with negative thoughts, negative forces, negative emotions that want to keep us from developing our potential from God, for God. So make this, let me just be as clear as I can possibly say this. If you're discouraged right now, you need to hear this. Discouragement is a choice. It's a choice. You don't have to be discouraged. The reason you are discouraged is you are choosing to listen to discouraging thoughts, and that's your choice. You don't have to listen to those discouraging thoughts. It's your choice. You know the difference between great people and ordinary people? Great people simply refused to be discouraged. Great people are just ordinary people with an extraordinary amount of determination. You know, I'm not that smart. I'm not that talented, but there is one thing I've learned. I don't know how to quit. And I never, 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 never give up. Even when things go wrong. And if God wants to use you the way he wants to use you, and you're going to be used the way he wants to use you, then you cannot give up, even when you're fatigued, even when you're frustrated, even when you're fearful, even when you feel like you're failing. You just choose to keep going. When you're going through hell, you keep going. And maybe what God wants to say to you is this, keep going. Reorganize what's not working. Refocus on God and resist the discouragement. It's your choice. You're discouraged because you're choosing to think discouraging thoughts. You don't have to think those thoughts. Let me ask you a very personal question. What's unfinished in your life? Is there a relationship you need to reconcile, or is there a relationship that somebody who's dead or something that you need to do closure on? Some of you have unfinished business with God. And yet the wall's half finished. The project's half done. What have you known that God wants you to do, but you've just keep putting it off? Maybe you've been checking out Jesus Christ. Maybe considering giving your life to him, but you've never stepped across the line. It makes me think of that verse in Jeremiah 8:20 that says, the summer is over and we are not saved. Jeremiah 8:20. Really? You're going to go into the fall having not made that decision for Christ? Maybe you need to be baptized. Maybe you need to finish all of Saddleback's life development courses, the purpose-driven courses that teach you how to grow, how to know Christ, love Christ, serve Christ, share Christ, live in Christ. You need to take all those classes. Some of you got stuck at first base. You took 101 and then you haven't gone any further. Maybe you need to join or begin a small group. You've been hearing me talk about it for months or years. Now let me just, as your pastor, talk to you about how you're feeling today. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged, which of these four might be causing that? Is it fatigue? Maybe you just need to get some rest. Is it frustration? Is it the rubble in your life? Maybe you need to do some reorganizing and you need to do a little house cleaning and get some of the trash cleaned out of your life, out of your schedule, and you need to get your goals back in focus. Is it a sense of failure? You need to remember the Lord. Remember that he loves you unconditionally and he has never stopped loving you and he never will love you any more or less than he does right now. And if you've fallen and you've stumbled and you've sinned, he forgives. The Bible says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he loves to give you second chances. That's a theme of Saddleback. We're a second chance place of grace. And how about fear? Is fear dominating your life right now? It's causing you to be discouraged. You need to resist the devil. You need to resist his discouragement. You need to fight for your future. Fight for your family. Fight for your marriage. You need to fight for your career. Some of you are just barely holding on. I know that. And I pray for you. And you may be thinking, you know, Rick, this just isn't worth it. Well, don't give up. Look up. Look up. The answer may just be right around the corner. Hold on. You know, in 1981, I went through an entire year of depression. It was the second year of Saddleback Church. And I had an experience in my health that had fallen apart. And this is 40 years ago. And I was so broken emotionally and so discouraged and so depressed that I barely had enough energy to do the services. And every Saturday after I'd finished the message, preparing it, I would drive to Laguna Beach and I would sit and I would watch at the ocean. It just had a calming effect on me as I was preparing my heart to teach on Sunday. And I discovered that when the tide goes out on the beach, the beach is pretty ugly. There's driftwood and junk, and it reveals a lot of stuff that doesn't look good. But I've noticed that the tide always comes back in. The tide may be out in your life right now, but it always comes back in. There is a plaque in my office in Hebrew, and it says this: "This too shall pass." It didn't come to stay. The problem that's in your life right now, it didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And Jesus Christ can give you that inner strength. He can give you the power that you need to make a difference. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let me pray for you. Father, I know that there are a lot of people who are discouraged here today because of fear, or frustration, or fatigue, or sense of failure. And some are tired and worn out, and some are feeling like it's taken longer than I thought it would take, and some are thinking it's more complicated than I thought it would be, and some are saying, but people are attacking me, and I'm being criticized for what I'm trying to do, and some are scared and think, I might lose my job, and I might even lose my life, and there's all kinds of fears that come in our lives. Help us to do what Nehemiah did. Now you pray. And you pray these three steps. Say, Lord, today, I want to refocus on you. I want to refocus on you. I want to remember the Lord, your goodness to me in the past. I want to remember that you're with me right now. I want to remember that you're going to give me the power in the future. And Lord, I need the strength to reorganize and not give up on what I'm doing, but do it in a new way. So I'm not so frustrated and I'm not so fatigued that I don't feel like a failure, that I'm not afraid. Help me to clean out the rubble in my life. And help me to see what that is. Maybe there's a relationship that's holding me back, or I got too many things I'm doing that I need to simplify my life and simplify my budget and simplify my lifestyle and so many other things. Help me to remember the Lord and reorganize my life. And Lord, I'm asking you to give me the power to resist the discouragement and to fight for my future. And to fight for my family, and to fight for my career, and fight for my dreams, and to not just give in. Help me to remember that when I'm discouraged, that's a choice, that I don't have to remember those thoughts, but I can trust in you. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, please come into my life right now. I can't do this on my own. I need a Savior. I want to follow you from this day on. I want to do whatever you tell me to do and trust you. I want to learn to love you. And I want to commit and surrender myself to you as best I know how. My way has not worked. I want to go your purpose for my life. And I humbly ask you to accept me into your family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional by going to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you want to be happier, healthier, and more resistant to stress? Then you need to develop an attitude of gratitude. In fact, the Bible says we're to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. But it can be difficult to feel grateful. So to help you, Pastor Rick hand-selected 52 verses to bolster your sense of gratitude and increase your happiness. This set of beautifully designed cards will help you memorize Scripture so you can recall God's Word when you need it most. You can also use them to minister to others. Give one to a friend and write a personalized note of encouragement on the back. If a scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a world in need, we'll send you the gratitude scripture card set to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to five specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry, that's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship. And then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you, that's discipleship, and we call that the Great Commission. We believe at Daily Hope that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow Him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast? And would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you. And we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people going to be in heaven because you cared.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.